When we study the phenomenon of human aggression, which has occurred throughout the annals of history, you will find a common theme. There is a certain demonizing of the opponent, a certain branding of the enemy as harmful, which always precedes the actual oppression. The practitioners of evil do not wake up one fine morning and just begin to torture other human beings, but rather they engage in a protracted process of caricaturing their victim as unworthy of human compassion, as vermin, as subhuman, as a threat to society. And this drip drop of hate eventually amasses as a full-fried brainwashing, a full shower of brainwashing, which enables them to commit the worst atrocities, the worst evil. This was true of Goebbels, Yimach Shemo. And it can be traced likewise in every aggression, including, of course, Sheba Mitzrayim in our parsha, the mother of all Goliaths, the mother of all aggressions, our experience in Mitzrayim. Because the Chumash tells us very clearly that before Paro foisted slavery upon us and began the torturous Sheba, what he first did was, Vayomar Alamo, he told his people, this Jewish people is a seditious group of foreigners. Habanis Chakmalu, Penyirba, Vahaya, Kisikrana Mohama, Vinosef Gamhu Al Sonenu. They are a disloyal fifth column who will join the enemy. And it was under that pretext. And moreover, it was with that conditioning of his people, with that conscious contouring, shaping his people's minds to caricature the Jewish people as harmful, that he was able to be Mishapinus. But I want to suggest even deeper. The power of negative branding of the enemy, caricaturing the victim, is not simply a prerequisite for harm, but is within itself a harm. Society has become more sensitive the notion of bullying, and in particular, verbal bullying. When we say negative things about people, and particularly negative things to people, we are committing harm. Because human beings are not simply bodies, but on a deeper level, we are psyches, we are neshamas. So to wound the psyche and the neshama with emotionally abusive words is no less treacherous than to stab the body. And long before human society came to this realization, when it was still a society that misunderstood, sticks and stones can hurt my bones, but words can never hurt me. Torah long ago already taught that's not true. There's a concept of onas devarim, harmful words. So I believe when the Paro or the Goebbels, or however the bully is, attacks, verbally attacks, and labels the victim as vermin, unworthy of human compassion. That is an aggression within itself. Lashon Hara kills. Negative words are an aggression within themselves, wounding the neshama, wounding the psyche. This, too, will become apparent from a deeper read of the story of Sheba Mitzrayim when we truly appreciate Medrash Chazal. Because let's turn to the Haggadah's treatment of the Pesukim in our parsha. The Haggadah Shel Pesach engages in an extensive step-by-step correlation between the Pesukim of the Arami Ovidavi narrative in Parshas Kisavo, which describe Sheba Mitzrayim on one hand, and on the other hand, the Pesukim in our Parsha Sefer Shmos, Parsha Shmos, which in real time describe, narrate the slavery in Mitzrayim. And The Haggadah explains the verbiage in Parshas Kisav and Aram Yom Yavi. Vayareu Osar HaMitzrim. The Mitzrim were bad to us. And correlates that to Kemosh Namar, as it says in our Parshas Shmos, Ha Vayomer Alamo, Hava Nishak Malo. You know what it means, Vayareu Osano? They were bad to us. Paro and countrymen said about us, the above stated pasuk, that we are a seditious fifth column. Havanas chakmol penos of halalsameinu. That is vayareu sonu. That is doing bad to us. To caricature us that way, to portray us negatively and unworthy of compassion. That is not simply a prerequisite. That is not simply a brainwashing of the Egyptian mind to allow them to commit atrocities, but it is a yareo within itself. Words can kill. And here we see the power of a seemingly unsuspecting passage in the Haggadah or in any Medrash Chazal. So many people will read over passages like this. Okay, by yareo, son of a mitzvah, kamoshin amar, hobinus chakmama, and not appreciate the power of the the worlds beneath the words here. How an entire hashkafa about verbal bullying takes shape here. It is a yareu osano. It is hurting us to say such things about us. Sticks and stones break bones. So alachas kama v'kama, words hurt because words attack a deeper place than bones. Words attack the heart. Words attack the soul. Words attack psyche. I want us to kind of take ownership of the shtickle Haggadah, of this passage in the Haggadah, and understand how Chazal's interpretation here is not spun from whole cloth, the correlation between Vayareu Osano and Hava Nishak Malo. It comes from a meticulous and a sensitive read of the text of the Pesukim. And the key is as follows. The key is to turn to the next passage in the Haggadah. After interpreting Vayareu Osano HaMitzrim this way, the Haggadah then turns to the subsequent depictions of Shiva Mitzrayim in the Aram Yom Yavi passage. Vayitnu alein vayanunu, they afflicted us. This the Haggadah correlates to the words describing the slavery in our Parsha Lamananosa. And then Vayitnu alein avoda kasha, the Haggadah correlates to the words in our parasha, Vayavidu Mitzrayim Espanei Yisrael Befarach. They worked us with back-breaking work. That here, the words which follow the above citation, Vayareu Osano HaMitzrim, the Mitzrim were bad to us. It is subsequent words in the Aram Yom Yavi passage, Vayanunu Vayitnu Aleinu Avoda Kasha, which are correlated to the actual depiction of slavery in our in Parsha Shmos, Lamana Noso and Vayitnu Aleinu Avoda Kasha. So that would suggest that the original phraseology, Vayareu Osano HaMitzrim, the Mitzrim were bad to us, actually describes a stage prior to the implementation of actual slavery. If the words describing the actual slavery, as per the Haggadah's correlation, Vayanunu correlating to the Lamananoso in our parasha, and Vayitnu Aleinu Avoda Kasha correlating to the Avidu Mitzrayim Espanei Yisrael Befarach, if the subsequent depictions correlate to the actual slavery, then it must be the initial phraseology, Vayitnu Vayareu Osano HaMitzrim, the Mitzrim were bad to us, refers to an atrocity pre-slavery. What was the atrocity pre-slavery? That is, the caricaturing us. Hence, the Haggadah says, Vayareu Osano HaMitzrim Kemosha Nemar, Vayomer Alamo, Hava Nishakma, Lo. Indeed, not from whole cloth. We have discovered that from a precise and meticulous correlation, verse correlation, between the Aram Yom Yavi passage and the Pesukim in our Parsha, the Haggadah deduces a profound lesson. verbal bullying. Words hurt. And here we have a powerful, powerful lesson. Perhaps it would be wise to utilize the cultural sensitivity around us to the environment and to going green. When we think in terms of pollutants, well, we can apply this to the whole notion of Lashon Hara, of keeping the environment, the ecosystem of human relationship, of human psyche, of neshama, equally pristine and equally pure. Don't pollute the mind waves. Don't pollute the airways of communication, the passageways of communication, which are really the passageways of sharing neshama, sharing our inner worlds with each other. The deeper speech, don't pollute it with negativity, with harassing other people. Harassing other people is seen as real harm. We're civilized people. We wouldn't beat each other up. So if you won't beat each other, beat the other person up, don't thrust the verbal dagger into their heart. Be sensitive with your words. Torah sees words as real, not cheap.